Ni hao, I'm Jasmine Jia. Welcome back to my Chinese podcast. In a much earlier episode, we discussed the four tones and touched on the pinyin a little bit. Now you have learned a lot more vocabulary and simple sentences. We need to really understand how to read and spell Chinese sounds using pinyin, because you need this to learn more vocabulary and type Chinese characters on the computer. Pinyin is not complicated at all. We use most of the English alphabets, except for the letter V. There are six essential vowels. Once you know how to say these six vowels, you then can easily figure out the compound vowels using just the combination of them. In addition, there are 23 consonants, most of which are similar to the English equivalent. However, there are 10 consonants that are quite unique, and we need to spend a little more time on those. Now, if you haven't done so, you need to have the episode artwork in front of you. And we'll look at the vowels first. The letter A is pronounced as ah, like the ah in English. For example, baba in the fourth tone. The letter O is pronounced as o, like the letter O in toy. For example, wo. The letter E is pronounced as e. Think about the sound you make before you think of what to say next. A word for the sound is he, he, e, he. Now repeat after me. A, o, e. Now let's work on the next three. The letter I is very easy. It's pronounced as e. The example is ni. N-I, ni. The letter U is very easy too. It's pronounced as U, like cow's moo. U. Remember how to say five? U. This last one might sound very strange to many people, but if you know a little French or German, you should know the sound already. It goes like this. U. U. For example, the word for female is nu, nu. Now, let's go over the last three vowels. I, u, u. Great. Now, repeat all six vowels after me. A, o, e, I, u. Good work! How about we charge ahead and take a look at the 10 consonants that most people have difficulty with. They are highlighted in pink. These consonants are arranged by three sets. The first set is ji, qi, xi. The letter J is pronounced as ji, like the beginning of jeans. Ji, jiao. Then we have the letter Q, which is pronounced as qi, qi, like cheese. An example for that is qi, like the number 7, qi. Then we have letter X, which is pronounced as xi, xi, like xie xie, xi. I'm sure you're doing really well. The next set goes like this, zi. C, s, z, like beds. Z, z, c, like cats. C, cai. S is like snake. S, s, like number 4. S. All right, we're almost done. The last set. J. Ch, sh, r. Zh is j, like edge. Zh. Ch is ch, like child. Ch. Sh is sh, like Chicago. Sh. R is r, ren. Well done. Now let's take a break, and you need to go to the next episode to practice all the pinyin sounds. Make sure you take your time to read the notes about the exceptions. See you soon. 一会儿见.